Praised be Jesus and Mary. God's mercy towards us shows us the way that God wants us to be merciful towards one another. Now, when St. Peter posed the question of forgiveness and showing mercy to one's neighbor, he offered an answer that he thought Jesus would be pleased with. You know, he took the perfect number, 3. He doubled it, and he added 1 for good measure. But once again, you know, Jesus raises the bar, encounters with the proposition that one must forgive 70 times that. Jesus makes it clear that there is no limit to mercy and pardon. And he drove the lesson home with a parable about 2 very different kinds of debts. In this translation, it just says they owed a huge amount and to his master, and that his fellow servant owed him a much smaller amount. But in the older translations, they mention how many talents and how many drachmas. And you know, the first man owed an enormous sum of money. It would have been around 6 million bucks, you know, by today's standards. And in Jesus' time, this amount was greater than the total revenue, you know, of a whole province. And the man who was forgiven such an incredible debt could not, however, bring himself to forgive his neighbor a very small debt, which would have amounted to around 60 bucks. You know, the contrast could not have been greater. Now, St. Paul tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, there is no way that we can repay God the debt we owe him because of our sins and offenses. Only his mercy and pardon can free us from such a debt. And also, there's no offense which our neighbor could commit against us that would even come close to comparing with the debt we owe to God. Therefore, if God has forgiven each one of us a debt which is very great, we too must forgive others the tiny debts and offenses, you know, that they've committed against us, that they owe to us, you know, through Jesus' atoning sacrifice. For our sins on the cross, we've been forgiven a debt beyond all comparison. You know, it cost God his very own son to ransom us with the price of his blood. And Jesus paid the price for us and won the pardon for our sins and freedom from slavery to unruly desires and sinful habits. You know, God, in his mercy, offers us the grace and the help of the Holy Spirit, you know, so that we can love as he loves, so that we can pardon as he pardons, and treat others with the same mercy and kindness that he's shown to us. God has made his peace with us. You know, Have we made our peace with him? You know, if we believe and accept God's love and pardon for us, then we must likewise choose to be merciful towards those who are in debt to us. Now, the question is, are we ready to forgive and make peace with our neighbor as God has made peace with us? You know, if not, and we're lucky enough to make it to purgatory, because this is a subtle reference to purgatory, if we haven't paid off our debt, if we haven't atoned for our sins and forgiven our neighbors, then we will be handed over to the torture until we have paid back the last penny.